John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This is the moment we tell you all about our guest today. She will be appearing at The Crown. That is the new comedy room in the Queen Theater in Wilmington, Delaware. You can get tickets through the queenwilmington.com. And two shows tonight, one at 7:30, one at 9:45. And joining us in the studio for the very first time, this is our week for first-time comics.
Right. Yeah, right. Dave yesterday.
Rachel O'Brien is here. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's nice for you to come in. Thank you so much. I know you played Punchline last night.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was really fun.
All right,
sure.
Good. All
my
right.
first time in Philly and my first time in Delaware.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. DiBellaware. We go with DiBellaware.
I thought you were just saying it wrong. I was like, is he drunk? I wasn't sure. Okay.
It is Friday. Don't blame you.
It was going to be a line of clothing at one time. I always wanted to do a line of DiBellaware clothing, and, you know, it was kind of like Geronimals, but in this place, you just match the drugs. You know, you know.
Is that what they're known for?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, no. That's what I'm known for. Yeah. At least at that time when I was thinking about doing it.
Right?
So we come from the same hometown in different states.
Yeah,
you're from Astoria. Is that Oregon?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, and I'm from Astoria, New York.
I imagine they're very different.
They are very different.
Yeah.
Very different.
Mine is. Have you seen The Goonies?
Right. Oh, yeah, sure. Not only
that's
Goonies,
but
there's a lot of movies that came
Kindergarten
out.
Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop.
That was my first acting credit. I don't want to brag.
Really?
They cut me out though.
Okay.
I was a kindergartner.
You were kindergarten.
That was filmed in my grade school.
Uh huh.
And they let us kindergartners be in it, but then they cut my scene.
Oh, you had a scene, though.
It's like a featured extra.
Is this why your bio says comedian and actress?
There's other reasons. I've been in other things that just didn't really make it to anything anyone's seen yet.
Okay. That's like the TV shows I've produced.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I produce a lot of TV shows. No one's seen them.
That's Hollywood, yeah.
That's true.
I've done the same thing. I've written so many things.
So we know nothing about you, so I have to go through all of that stuff.
Okay.
Married, single?
I'm dating.
You're dating.
I don't know how to answer that question. You went like the full spectrum.
Right.
I'm not married, never been, but I'm not single.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But then, are you dating someone regularly?
Yes. He's still sleeping in the hotel room.
Oh, okay.
I was like, fine,
well,
you don't have to wake up.
He travels with you, too.
Well, yeah.
Not
all the time.
You know, don't they have a name for that for strippers? Don't strippers have a name for the guy who carries the
Why did you look
pimps?
At me?
He did look directly at me.
I'm married with two kids.
Well, do you know, you must know strippers well.
No. There's always a guy. There's a stripper. She shows up at the club, and there's a guy who comes with her who carries her bag.
Oh, right? I want to know what
Fluffer.
That term is.
Yeah. I think that's porn.
That's porn. I'd go handle it.
If anybody knows what that term is, text it in to us.
Yeah, I was like, dang, I want to know what it is.
You'll win tickets to tonight's show.
Now, another thing. So you're involved. All
yes.
Right? And you live in L.A. now.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And you live in WeHo.
Yes.
All right. So you're a straight woman in WeHo. That's rare for that area.
Yeah, but it's fun. There's so many gay guys to like pump you up and tell you you're pretty all the time.
Well, we could do that too.
What does WeHo stand for, first off?
West Hollywood.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, I was worried to be like
Soho's. What does Soho stand
for? South of Houston.
I knew that. I used to live around there, but I'm not West Coast, you know, proficient.
Okay.
And it's a gay neighborhood. I was like, WeHo, is that like slang that I'm not catching on to?
Well, I just pretended to know what Soho was before. I was like, stop talking, Rachel. You have no idea what that is.
And when you are there, keep in mind, it's Houston Street. Even though it's spelled Houston,
okay.
It's pronounced Houston.
I feel like this is a theme for you. It's a lot of places. I'm
missing geography. That's what it is. Now, from what I understand, you are a huge classic rock. Fan,
I'm obsessed. I've seen everyone live.
Really?
Literally, like
really?
Everyone. I've seen the Eagles. I've seen Fleetwood Mac. I've seen Bob Seger, Steely Dan, freaking Rolling Stones, The Who. I've seen everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? All right.
Tom Petty. I saw Tom Petty, his second to last
Hollywood Bowl.
Yep.
Nice.
And I almost didn't go because I didn't want to be like a third wheel to a couple.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then I ended up bringing a gay friend with me.
Okay,
raise
your hand and WeHo.
Yeah.
Who wants to go see Tom Petty?
Exactly.
Right?
Well, no one. He didn't even know Tom Petty was. He was like, is it Aretha Franklin or Tom? No. But I forced him to go, and I'm so glad I did because... And he died shortly thereafter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you look like a healthy woman. Are you part of that? Do you have that LA workout thing where like, you know, if you're not working, you're working out?
I just like to like I run a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not like weird about it. Like
right.
I'm a big eater, so I'm not like a vegan. Like I'm like I like a good steak.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I'm not like a weird LA person.
I'm falling in love with this woman. I just want you to know. She eats real food. She likes classic rock.
Yeah, but she runs.
Right, right. Yeah. No, that's it. Well, you know.
John's
out. I mean, yeah.
I'm out.
Well,
I'm out.
Whatever.
Of that.
You can pick up the pace.
All right. because you know,
am I allowed to say that?
No, this isn't a podcast.
This isn't FCC regulated, ma'am. This isn't satellite radio.
Okay.
I hope our
act like a lady, Rachel.
That's the first time we've used the dump button in this new studio. And I hope it works.
Right? Yeah.
Text us to let us know if it works.
What happens? You bleeped me out?
No. We run in delay.
Yeah, we backed it up.
So when you say something out, we got 10 seconds before.
You should have told me beforehand.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I apologize. Yeah,
we have one left in the cannon, so
yeah, right.
Okay. Don't say it twice.
Don't say anything else. All right.
So, you don't do CrossFit.
There we go. I do not do CrossFit.
Where's the pickup?
No, I don't. No. I think CrossFit seems fairly unhealthy. Like, I feel like they just like move boulders around for no reason.
Yeah,
that's
like,
true. Tires.
It's like a biblical workout. Yeah, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. What is a gulag?
Yeah.
You know?
What's a gulag mean?
You don't want to know.
It's a prison camp in Russia.
Right. Okay, that's exactly what it seems like. Yeah. I feel like they're wearing like leotards, moving things around. Yeah.
And it's sort of funny because I have this comment that I make all the time. When CrossFit people are vegans, which a lot of them tend to be also,
really?
What do they talk about first?
That's so true. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. God, vegan people that just bring it up all the time.
Now you're on that TV show, or I'm not sure if you're still on it. I have to tell you, I don't watch it because I don't watch reality TV.
I don't
TV.
Blame you. I don't watch it.
Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it's a reality show. Are you really friends with these people? You really know them? Or
that's the only reason
why I'm
on it.
Is this coming into your actress again?
No. Don't air quote me on actress. Just because there's nothing.
Hey, you were caught from kindergarten cop.
She was girl picking her nose.
They didn't know talent. No, Vanderpump Rules. They're truly just like a lot of them are like my best friends. So I'm on it in the sense of like I'm in their at their birthday parties or I was in their wedding.
Oh, okay.
And things like it's like it's not a. Like I'm not like a cast member on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And I appreciate what they're doing. It's just it's not what I want to do. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What do you want to do? Is this what you want to do, or do you want to act?
Well, that too. I want to be a touring comedian, which I am, but also an actor. And you know, I write. I went to screenwriting school, so I'm writing things that I hope to be in.
There's a way to get work.
Yeah. You gotta create your own stuff.
You gotta create your own stuff.
It's not the old Hollywood days like, you know, Ronald Reagan was like just like a studio actor and they just like pay you and he became a president. Also, heard on a podcast, not that nice of a person.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it was on a podcast. How would they know? He's probably already dead and never even met him.
I know, but the stories they were telling, I was surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you just lost half your listeners.
Lost our production guy.
I have a hard time with anybody who calls his wife mommy. So
it's a little bit of a red flag.
There's something going on there. Now, what about future? Because all right, so there's a regular dating person, right? And you've got this career going. Do you plan on marriage, children? How do you feel about children?
I've always thought like I assume I'll have them. Mm-hmm. Like it's not like a
they don't just show up. You
yeah,
realize,
I know.
Okay.
They don't just appear. I assume I'll have them is my stance on it. But if it doesn't work out, cool.
All right.
But yeah.
All right.
I'm like at that age where like it should have happened or shouldn't have, I guess. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm still trying to get over that she F-bombed the show.
Hey, sorry. You didn't tell me.
Have you not done broadcast radio before?
Yes, I have. I just can't control my mouth sometimes.
Okay, fine. Well, Rachel O'Brien is appearing tonight for two shows, 7:30 and 9:45 at the Crown. This is the new comedy room that is in the Queen Theater. You see what they did there?
It's very confusing.
So the Crown at the Queen Theater in Wilmington, Delaware. Tickets are available through thequeenwilmington.com. It is a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And welcome to Philly.
Thank you.
Did they cheesesteak and pretzel you already?
I am very excited. No, but I need a cheesesteak. I need a good one.
Okay. All right.
I'm excited about that.
Maybe we should get her some breakfast pizza before she leaves.
Breakfast pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Who are you people?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.